Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by today and offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin the podcast, I want to start out with a beautiful song by Mandisa, Overcomer.
On your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through, I know it's not gonna let it get the best of you. You're an overcomer. Stay in the fight, turn the fire.
Love that song. Love that song. You're an overcomer. I have a good friend, really good friend. If she happens to be listening today, tomorrow, whenever you listen to this podcast, thank you, Michelle, for sending me that song. And every time I hear that, I think of you and all that you've overcome in your life. And, I'm going to share something with you at the end, some insight that the Lord has given me as I've started to dive deeper into my healing journey in life. You know, we all have different seasons that we go through. And, you know, I feel that this has been a season of healing for me the last couple of years, especially. And there was a movie that Michelle recommended. It's called Overcomers, and I highly recommend that you watch this movie. And it's really good. It's really good. And as I watched it, I got some more insight of what God was trying to speak to me, right? And I was thinking about so many times, you know, when we are in a dark place and, you know, maybe for a long time. And it made me think of, again, when things are growing, you know, they have to be in the dark. They have to be planted. And a lot of times we don't want to stay like planted in that place that God has us in, that God has us in for that season. It is so hard sometimes. We just want it to be over with, right? We just want to grow as quickly as we want to grow, and we want it now. We want, you know, everything to just be instantly. And I think a lot of times in society, things are so instantaneously to us at our fingertips, you know, even through our phones, that we have became that way in our life, and we don't want to walk through processes. And sometimes I find myself, just when I think I have moved forward, it's like I feel like I took a step back, moved forward, took a step back. And I tend to get frustrated and weary. And I've been reading a book about, you know, how your words are powerful, which I know that. And there was a quote in there which said, rejection is direction. But I wanted to add something to that. I think rejection is direction in a different way. It's also protection. And when you feel you're being rejected from a situation or by someone, a lot of times it can be God is protecting you from a situation. A lot of times it's God wanting you to reflect more inwardly on what's going on with you inside. I know I have been thinking about this more the past month or so. I've had some things that have come up in my emotions, and I'm like, you know, I don't understand, God, why these are coming up again, why these are coming up right now. And those feelings of being, you know, abandoned, rejected, and it allowed me to reflect on that and realize it's God. He's calling me deeper to see things from His perspective. And He's always there speaking to us, you know, actually coaching us along. Listen to me. Listen to me, my child. Listen. And it brought me back to the scripture, Jeremiah 33:3, where it says, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And it's so true. He's trying to give us a deeper understanding. He just wants us to reflect sometimes and pause and ask Him what that deeper understanding is, what He's trying to show us during the moments that we're in, whether it's an affliction, where it's emotional pain, whether it's loss, whether it's, you know, addiction you're going through, whatever it may be that you're going through. A lot of times we tend to mask those emotions, and they can come in all different forms, you know. What I mean by mask is we may put a band-aid on those emotions by sometimes maybe overeating, or sometimes maybe having a drink, thinking, you know, that's going to calm me, and, you know, you don't have to think about it. And then that turns into, you know, worse things, you know, addiction. And sometimes it can take you away from digging deeper with God, and you focus too much on trying to help others, because I know I'm guilty of that. And I have to draw a balance, you know, with that many times, you know, and realize that, you know, God wants me to draw closer to Him and start to focus on my relationship with Him. And not that we should not reach out to others and pray for others, but there's a balance. God also wants others to learn the lessons in the season that they're in. And if we rescue too much, then we're not giving room to let that person, you know, build their relationship with God and do what God needs to do in their life. And, you know, as again, you've heard me say many times, I can relate this as to being a mother and a grandmother, because we want to rescue our children, you know, from any harm, any pain, you know, that they may be going through. But if we always do that, then they won't learn the lessons that they need to learn, you know, just like we have had to learn in our life. And then also, it reminds me of that scripture I was reading in a different translation today. It says, it's Corinthians 12:10. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecution, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And, you know, sometimes when we are weak, sometimes when we feel persecuted, we don't feel strong. But that's where we have to go deeper into those dark places that we have hidden away that needs to be healed, and say, God, what is it here that you're trying to work in my life? You know, what is it that you're wanting to do in this season of my life? Show me, God. And I just wanted to share that with you today. Just a quick insight of what God gave me. And I found, as I begin to draw deeper, that I see that God is trying to, you know, make me stronger in certain areas, make me more determined, give me more courage to step up and confront certain things that I should be confronting that I may let go. And learn to be bolder. And sometimes that's difficult for some people. Sometimes it's not so difficult for others. You know, we have to have a balance in our life. Sometimes we all have different personalities. So some people have a hard time confronting. Some people don't have no hard time at all. They just like lay it out there on the line. And, you know, there needs to be a balance between both of those, you know. And I know I have to work on those in my life. And I want to share with you again the journey to healing, because this is what happens when we're walking in seasons of healing in our life. And we go through so many different things in our lifetime, and it creates patterns. But we have to learn from the patterns, and, you know, because sometimes those patterns cannot be good patterns. They can be destructive thinking. They can be, you know, too much self-criticism towards ourselves. It can be certain personality traits that we have fallen into because of maybe the way we've always did certain things, when sometimes God's wanting to teach us to dig a little deeper and look at things a different way. But sometimes we don't know what that is until we look and see and listen to the Father. And, you know, that's not always fun to walk through that healing process. It's pretty painful sometimes, especially when you're going through a physical pain and other issues you're dealing with in your life, and you do feel persecuted, you do feel abandoned at times, but God, right? He's trying to teach us during those seasons. And don't ever miss the lesson He's trying to teach you in those dark valleys, because those are the seasons where you're going to learn the most. And then when you come out of that dark valley and you've climbed that mountain, you'll be able to look back and tell others what you came through and share with them to help them through their dark season. So I thought I would just share those words of encouragement with you and share with you again. I've read a couple times through the podcast, my poem, The Journey to Healing. In life, we may experience trauma or deep pain. Now it's time to break those chains. To heal, we must revisit those wounds. If we ignore, we will be consumed. But with God, He will help us through. Once those wounds are healed, it leaves a scar to be revealed. All those battle wounds tell a story of where I stood and learned that it's in the healing is where the enemy tries to do his stealing. Stay strong, you beautiful warriors. Let go and let God. That's where the journey to healing begins. Amen. So true, right? So you stay strong, you beautiful warriors, because you are a warrior. You have been through so many things, and God is just wanting you to draw deeper. Follow Him. Follow Him through this season of your life, through this race of your life. And just keep moving, keep pushing, because you're going to make it to the other side, to that finish line. You're going to make it to that mountaintop, and you're going to be able to look back and encourage others through what you've been through. So, before I end the podcast, I wanted to share a couple little movie clips with you, and then I'm going to play a song at the end called That's Enough. And as you listen to them, I would really encourage you to watch this entire movie. I don't want to tell you the whole movie. It's called Overcomers. And in this scene, the coach of this high school was told by the principal he had to start back up a sports team. He was a different teacher, but this is what the principal told him he would need to do, is he need to coach now. And I think I'm telling you properly. Yeah, I think that's the way it went. And it's been a bit since I watched the movie. So he started up a track team, and there was only one girl that came to the track team, and she had asthma. And he was the one she had to work with. And to be honest, he was kind of discouraged. And he didn't know if she would be able to make it through with this. But she wanted to try. you know, and there was things going on in her life. It's a great movie, you know, of what was going on in her own life personally. She was being raised by her grandmother, but there's more behind her story also. And the clip I'm going to play here has something to do with her father that she found. She didn't know growing up. We'll just put it that way. But as you listen to this clip, I want you to listen to it as your heavenly father is speaking to you as you're running your race in life. Just imagine he's whispering this in your ear. And the reason her father is speaking to her is he's sick and he's in her ear speaking to her on a Bluetooth as she runs this race. That's the way our Father is doing to us as we run the race of life. So I just wanted to use this as an example and just think of it as God cheering you on. No matter what you're going through, no matter how bad that hardship is, He's calling you deeper. He's your cheerleader. He's pushing you. And you can do this. So think about that as you listen to this clip. And then the song, That's Enough, will follow.
You're near the finish line. And we're going to finish strong. You're about to come out of the woods. If Coach Harrison is right, the lead runner is about 30 yards in front of you. It's almost time to kick it in. This is where you pull all your reserves. This is where you leave it all on the course. Now, my daughter, it's time. Hannah, track her down.
Scary too. I understand you've never won a race before.
No, sir.
Well, you have now. We actually had to go back and look at the video because the computer had the identical time. It turns out you were leaning forward an inch more than she was. Congratulations, you just won the state championship.
Remember, you are enough and you are an overcomer. And if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope, spread some love. This world needs it now more than ever. Join me back here on the next episode. This is where hope happens. God bless you all. Much love. See you next time. Bye-bye.